dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome. You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12-string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. Let your fears fade away and dare to dream.
Welcome to Dare to Dream Radio. This is Debbie Dashinger, super excited to be here. And as you know, I've been sharing my dreams as I go along. I became a certified Spanish wine specialist. Well, how does it get any better than that? This weekend, I am now going to a Spanish wine masterclass. I just love this, people. I got to let you know, I love it. I love learning. And of course, my biggest issue is after doing the full grid, if you know what sommeliers do, the full grid meaning the olfactory, the visual, and then the taste, it is so hard to spit out wine in a bucket. It is so delicious. It wants to go down the gullet. So yeah, that'll be my biggest thing. But you know, when you're tasting about 40 wines in about 4 hours, it's kind of good to spit it out, at least some of it. So I am looking forward to that and continuing that dream. As you know, I'm heading to Europe, another huge dream for a major vacation in 3 countries. And I want to impart to you to take the position that everything in the universe is conspiring for you. Everything in the universe is conspiring for you, so move in that direction. Remember that. A little love information there for you. And later on in the show, I'm going to be introducing you to one of my favorite people. He's an author of a new best-selling book, and his expertise is in leadership. Mark Villarreal is going to be talking about how to find the shortcuts that get you lost, so that you can actually get over to leadership. I'm looking forward to that conversation. So yes, everything in the universe is definitely conspiring for you. Let's talk about the right stuff. The right stuff indeed. I pose the question to my listeners, how do you make room in your lives and in your closets? And I want to address this because I know for me, I kind of thought, well, I'm sure it's nice to have someone organize your closet, but honestly, it was in a category that was a bit, I'm probably never going to do that. I don't have a lot of interest. So here's how funny the universe is. I won a book award. I'm trying to remember. I believe it was for my first book, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts. So I won a bunch of book awards, and one of the book awards, actually, not only did I win the Inspirational Book of the Year award, I also won a sponsorship award. So they took the best books, culled them together, and sent them to the sponsors to read, and then the sponsors got to choose a book. So I'm thinking, oh, I hope I get that TV spot. Oh, I hope I'm going to be on Good Morning America. I wanted, you know, the big kahuna. And I get the award in the mail, and it says, congratulations. You have won a $2,000 closet makeover. I'm like, what? Okay. I was a little nonplussed, to keep it real. But you know, an award is an award, a gift is a gift, and who am I to look it in the face and say no? So this gal shows up. It turns out she was an amazing personality. We got along terrific. She literally took everything out of my closet. This is the giveaway. This is the keep. And this is the we're not sure, try it on, and we'll decide. And when she put everything, first of all, she left with bags and bags and bags and bags of stuff that got given away. So you can imagine new emptiness going on. And then she rearranged my entire closet, took out everything that my stuff was hung on and put it only on these beautiful, perfect hangers. Everything was organized by color, by season, by style, by, and I got to tell you, what came over me was a calm, was this amazing feeling. And every time I opened that closet, I felt so good. It was a huge lesson for me that it was no longer in that category of, eh, maybe, who cares. Now it was like, this is really important. We all hear about feng shui and the importance of arranging things in our lives or decluttering our desk and the impact it has on us positively. No kidding, folks. Same thing with a closet. So I put it out there to people. How do you make room in your lives? How do you make room in your closets? So let's see a couple of responses. Mallory wrote in and said, if my closet could speak, it would say, use me. Don't just throw your clean clothes on top of the dresser. And she said, I need to make more space in my life for fascinators. Whenever I wear one, I feel like a fancy lady reporter from a 1940s movie. The part of my home that most needs decorating is my bookshelf. There's a lot of books for work that just pile up. Which do I want to keep and reread? Which could find a better home elsewhere? And the one item I'd never let go of is my television. I love it more than anything in the world. It asks for so little and gives so much. Thank you, Mallory. Dotan wrote, this gentleman wrote, if my closet could speak, it would say, oh, please do purchase more hangers, darling. Exactly. I need to make more space in my life for travel. The world is so big, we never feel as if we've seen enough of it. The part of my home that most needs decluttering is my desk in my bedroom, which has become an unwilling repository for all manner of minutiae. And the one item I never let go of is a notebook I've had for roughly a decade labeled Idea Box. I like that. Annetta wrote in, if my closet could speak, it would say, buy more bold colored clothes. There's a lot of black, white, and nude because that palette, blech, I thought it saved me. I need to make more space in my life for quiet evenings with a glass of wine and sweet chats with friends and family. The part of my home that most needs decluttering is my cosmetics box. I buy makeup and I end up using it only once or twice. The one item I never let go of is my glasses. The first thing I do in the morning is put them on and it removes all the blurriness. Beth wrote in, if my closet could speak, it would say, when are you going to wear that suit with the padded shoulders again? I need to make more space in my life for lots of adventures, preferably the places I've never been. The part of my home that most needs decluttering is my bathroom. There's a critical shortage of storage space. The one item I'd never let go of is Limoges teapot that belonged to my great-grandmother. I love having a connection to the past. And finally, Tran wrote in and said, if my closet could speak, it would say, stop hoarding. I have paranoia that I might need my belongings after we've parted ways. I need to make more space in my life for the outdoors. I'm deprived of sunlight. The part of my home that most needs decluttering is my studio. I want to be able to find what I'm looking for. And the one item I'd never let go of is my high school soccer uniform. It holds memories of 4 years of camaraderie. So the question to you is the same. If your closet could speak, what would it say? What do you need to make more space for in your life? And the part of your home that most needs decluttering is? And what is one item you would never let go of? Mark Villarreal is a best-selling author, public speaker, business coach, and expert guest on talk shows. Villarreal has won numerous business awards throughout his 35 years of business. He's been awarded the most outstanding franchise location in his industry of over 260 locations worldwide. He helps business leaders succeed by assisting employees and managers reach their next level of success. Mark has an innate ability to quickly identify high-potential individuals. He mentors clients through professional development plans and focused coaching. Mark is assisted in developing consultative sales executives, managers, and business leaders through a unique vision that businesses, as well as leadership, is effective with a foundation of right values and principles. He believes that humility is a strength and that the best leaders continue to pay it forward. Mark's website is markvillareal.com. Mark, welcome to Dare to Dream. It's so great to have you.
Debbie, I just want to say I am so excited to be on your show, and I love listening to everything that you just said there. It's an honor to be on.
Thank you so much. We may have to find out about your closet.
You have me thinking about it.
Yeah, well, let's start there then. If your closet could speak, what would it say?
It would say, look at me closely, because there's many things that you can help others with. My closet is real organized, so suits here, winter stuff here. But I probably have so many things that I probably hold on to that I probably need to go through, and then whether it's Goodwill or, you know, Salvation Army, and just say, these are probably best served elsewhere.
And what do you need to make more space in your life for?
I always try to make more space for family. It starts with, you know, my Christian faith. And so I was asked by my wife, why you're getting up earlier every day now. I'm like, I need it more God time. But with more God time, then it's everything that's built on top of that. And so it's everything that evolves around family.
I really love that answer. I have been also, when the alarm goes off, rather than bolting right out of bed and getting into gym clothes, allowing myself the grace of time to connect with spirit and just be there and just check in with myself and ask, is there a message for me today, and what is mine to know or let go of? So what is it you do when you wake up earlier? What is your practice?
Well, first I talked about my faith, so I had my practice on meditating in the Bible and the scriptures I go through. And then something my mom taught me, and I wrote about it in my book. In fact, I created a poem that talks about it that I teach in business. But she says, I want you to get up each day and look in the mirror, and then in each day and look in the mirror and see if you're satisfied with how your day went. Ask yourself these questions, and a list of questions of, did I accomplish things? Did I help others? Did I live my dreams? You know, did I move things forward? And did I do as much as today as I plan to do tomorrow? Because she used to always tell me, in fact, she would call me out on it growing up, you keep saying you're going to do these things tomorrow. You know, if you did as much today as you plan to do tomorrow, you'll accomplish a lot more in life. So
that's
what I do.
That's great advice. So most days when you look in the mirror at the beginning and at the end of the day, what is that like for you?
Well, it's an evaluation, and you talked about where I talk about humility. It's because you have to be accountable to yourself first to say, when I evaluate this, did I accomplish it? What could I have done better? Am I satisfied with the day? Certainly challenges happen and occur, but did I conquer those challenges? Another statement is, confrontation is a benefit, which doesn't mean be confrontational, but did I confront any challenge in the way and the manner that I needed to, that I can quickly assess it and get to the other side? So that evaluation then allows me to say, here's what I need to do tomorrow. And then the next morning when I wake up, that reflection that I'm looking at reminds me, you told yourself you're going to do this, so make sure you do. So.
That's lovely. So you essentially bookend your day. Well, you check in the beginning, you check in the end. It helps inform you for the next day. And I love that you have so much integrity and responsibility in how you show up for yourself, for spirit, and for your fellow man and woman.
Well, thank you. It's a foundational thing. That's when you talk about leadership, everything is based upon the foundations that you build, values and principles. And I have a saying that values are what you live by and principles are what you stand on, because the values you need to live daily, that your principles will become automatic. It shouldn't be a question in your mind what occurs and what happens. So when you're doing those evaluations, whether it's personally or in business, it should be that humility allows you to call yourself out if you didn't live a value. And that's where you can make corrections as well.
So values and principles personally and in business. And you're talking about leadership, Mark. I'm so curious, because of all the work you do in leadership and your book about leadership, what makes your leadership style unique?
Well, hopefully it's not unique, but it starts with first that I call servant leadership. And there's other authors out there that write about it and give a great example. But it starts with putting others, people's success first. If everything's built on the right foundations, and therefore goals and objectives are defined and created, if you focus on others' success, yours will come naturally. So that humility allows you to not come in worrying about, oh, I have to make sure I look good. It's about helping others to achieve their personal and professional goals. So that might be unique, because in today's society, people believe that it's taboo not to get or understand people's professional goals and their personal goals, but I think they're equally as important, because you can help them achieve both through the profession, and they actually value their jobs and their workplaces and the culture and the environment that you create from that just cycles out of control to where people want to work for you.
Yeah, imagine that. Imagine living in a society, imagine corporate America even rising up to a challenge like what you're talking about, to actually have happy employees and leaders that act as servants and know that it's like, as I give, so I shall receive, and so will the business. That seems, is it challenging? Is that challenging to do, to be a principal leader?
It is at first, only because, one, a lot of people are not used to it, so they have to first see that you're genuine on who you are. And my mom used to always say, show people who you are, don't be afraid to, and they will see and then therefore follow you, because people want to be led. People have an innate hunger that they're looking for leaders, whether they know it or not. And your show, Dare to Dream, is, you know, a great example that I tell people, I want to know what your dreams are. If you've never been to Hawaii and that's one of your dreams, then put a picture of Hawaii up where you work, because then we'll work professionally on what it helps you to achieve that, and we'll celebrate together when you're taking that trip to Hawaii.
Ooh.
So it's that type.
So I've done that before, by the way. I've actually put up a picture of a car once that I wanted to create, in a color that everybody said would be difficult, in a style. The dealership said no way, and a week later, I'm telling you, the picture was up on my board, cut out a little picture of my face waving as I was driving the car, and I have certainly manifested things like that. And I think having that dream you're talking about with a modicum of detachment really creates magic. So we're going to be taking a break, and when I come back, I'm going to be asking Mark some questions about what absolutely sabotages a leader and what absolutely creates massive success for a leader. And stay tuned for that. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Sign up for free newsletters with show replay links, inspiring videos, and upcoming events at debbiedashinger.com. It's DACHINGER.com. Also find me on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa, voted the number one center for beauty and restoration. For men and women at RejuvenateMedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at RejuvenateMedical.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
I'm interviewing Mark Villarreal at markvillarreal.com. Mark, what are three things that you see leaders do that absolutely sabotages their efforts? What are three things that are killers for a leader?
Well, number one, and you've heard me mention it, is not sticking to their values and principles. And we get challenged with that daily. So that would be number one, because sometimes we have numbers we have to make or businesses that we have to build. But if we get challenged on that, like I said, that value has to become a principle that makes it automatic. Number two, I would say, is that they start taking shortcuts, and hence the name of my book, Shortcuts Get You Lost. And the dangers in the shortcuts is that you have to start back to where you started that shortcut, or you've had some success by taking a shortcut and it teaches bad habits. And then number three is they don't share the vision enough. Vision is not something that you say, here's our vision, and I expect everyone to remember it. It's something that you share constantly. It's something that you point back to, that you set milestones, that you show people, hey, we've made steps towards our goals and our vision, and we're making progress. Vision, in a sense, is what are your dreams? And you know, so whether that's personal or professional, they're not sharing the vision enough.
And when you mention shortcuts, that one of the sabotages for great leaders is that they take shortcuts, what do you mean by shortcuts? Can you give some examples?
Well, I'll start with an example on when I was a young kid, where the story comes from, that going home from school, I saw some kids who lived on the same street that sometimes would take a shortcut through this wooded area, and they would get home earlier than I did. But I didn't know the shortcut. One day I wanted to get home earlier, so I tried the shortcut, and I got lost. I got very afraid, and then I had to backtrack, find that spot where I took that shortcut, and therefore then started on the route that I should have been on. It made me arrive home late. It made my mom very worried. Then it made her very angry, and that's where she taught me that shortcuts get you lost. So in business, people can take shortcuts. One example is sometimes when you're taking a shortcut on someone that maybe doesn't have the character. When I talk about character, I talk about maybe they where they don't have the values that you want them to live by, but yet maybe they can get quick results for you. So you take that shortcut. But long term, it will hurt you because, one, it will spread. It not only affects your business, but it infects your business, and it will start spreading to others. So that's where I talk about people not sticking to their values and their principles. Other types of shortcuts are distant processes, whether it's a sales cycle, not really going through it and understand your client's objectives and what they're trying to achieve and understanding really what their business is and industry and who their competitors are and what gives them the strategic advantage. So you might have a quick success, but you don't, by not understanding that, you don't realize how much you really could have affected that client and really become a trusted advisor in their business.
I see. So you're saying what the three top ones that sabotages leaders, to reiterate, one is not sticking to their values and principles when challenged. Two, they take shortcuts, which creates really bad habits and gets them completely off the path. And three, they don't share their vision and their dream with the team. So if that's so, then what are three things you know as an expert, Mark, that absolutely turns a leader's efforts into massive success? What are three things that you know are winning actions or behaviors for a leader?
Well, I would say first, you know, be humble and then teach, but also learn from others. People really appreciate when someone with humility is out there teaching, but they can correct themselves sometimes. But also, they actually appreciate people that are out there and saying, well, what can I learn from you? Because that just shows a genuine person, and they rally around that. Two, I would say, is build a culture and talk about what type of culture you want. Don't just try to build it and hope it develops, but tell them and educate them on the things that you're doing, even if it's simple things on how this builds on this and that builds on that. Don't underestimate your people. And then number three, teach them the difference on focusing on what keeps them out of danger than worrying and then changing their focus to where it takes them into danger. And in my book, I talk about that because I refer to it as the current and the rocks, to where whitewater rafters, they learn from their instructors, or most instructors, to focus on the current and not the rocks, because naturally what they do when they focus on the rocks out of fear, their raft will actually drift towards the rocks. But if they focus on the current, they actually stay safer and they have a better experience. And you ask people who focused on the rocks, how was their experience versus those that focused on the current? And each will tell you, oh, that was dangerous, that was scary. And the other will say, that was awesome and that was great. But it was the same ride down.
Interesting. I know that as children growing up, having boundaries and discipline, understanding in one's household, this works, this doesn't work, this is safe, this is unsafe, is really great and helps develop children actually into functioning adults. So I hear you saying the same for the employees of the companies, that they can be taught the difference between what will work or not work as an employee of the company and therefore what's rewarded or not. And the other thing you mentioned as a success principle is be humble, teach and learn as a leader, which also, of course, means you have to talk and listen. And then the second thing you mentioned was build and talk about a culture of what you and your business are doing, that you bring the employees in to what's going on. You make them a part of it. And all of what I'm hearing you say is that this is really creating a team. The word team is bandied about, but you're saying as a real successful leader, the winning action is you don't just talk about being a team, but treat them as a team, treat them as an equal contributor to the success. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely correct. One of the titles of one of the chapters of my book is called What Coaches Do. And I wrote that chapter because I believe a leader is a coach. Not all managers are leaders, but hopefully all leaders are coaches.
That's funny.
So it doesn't mean that you always get consensus for a decision, but it does mean that you create an environment that they can give feedback and input, but you tell them what you're looking for. I use an example, and I'll age myself here for those where I talk about I'm always looking for the next Walter Payton, who was a great running back for Chicago Bears. But I say because Walter Payton was so gifted, and they called him Sweetness was his nickname, but he showed up to practice early, and he listened to the coach, and he watched film, and he followed his walks. And what an example that he set for the rest of the team and in that locker room where he didn't say, "Coach, I'm Walter Payton. Obviously, I know this stuff automatically." So I always tell him I'm looking for that because it tells them what type of environment I'm trying to create. And if Walter Payton did that, then why wouldn't I expect that from them individually? Because I teach them on how much it takes them to their next greatness and how much more they can accomplish. So everything's about coaching.
You're talking about your book, too. You've been mentioning the chapters. One of the ones I liked was Crap or Honey. And in that chapter, you're sitting in Mr. Scott's office, and you're waiting for him to arrive, and you notice there are four signs on the wall. Mark, can you mention what those signs were about and why they were meaningful?
Sure. Yeah. The first sign is a little change in DNA, and you'll get a frog when you could have had a prince. So that is this, the chapter that you're speaking about really is talking about it's important who's on top. And forgive me to say crap or honey, but it talks about whatever you have on top is what will roll down and infect or affect the rest of the team. So you have to be cognizant as a leader that what changes you're making, whether it's a little change or a big change, but a little change in DNA, and you'll get a frog instead of a prince. And that's vastly different than what you wanted. And so we talk about think about and build a process on how you make decisions and how often you make decisions that might change things drastically. The next one is follow-up, support, and reaction. In other words, it is challenging that leader, and this is Mr. Scott who put this up because he wanted to show not only himself reminders, but show his team, here's areas that I'm focusing on, so it's self-accountability. And he said, I want to focus on how I follow up, how I support you, and what my reactions are and how quickly I react. Certainly, we want to be proactive, but in business, sometimes it's reactive because as you bring us things, how quickly can we remove roadblocks, give you support, and help you get to the thing that you're trying to achieve? The other one is very foundational. It's rewards or consequences. We're taught that when we're little. Our parents correct us with rewards or consequences. And so we speak about that in business because we talk about it from day one that I'd rather manage with rewards. If you do these things and if you listen to me and if you show that you are coachable, then you will receive rewards. You will receive more accounts, more of this, more things that will drive your success. But there's also consequences, which is sometimes I have to make corrections, and I owe it to you to do that. I owe it to you because I value you as an employee to say, sometimes I have to manage by consequences. And that's where the rewards of consequences come from. And then the final one is called cause and effect, that we always evaluate what causes bring what effects. And once again, that kind of relates to the number one about a little change in DNA, but also it just allows us to evaluate as we go in business, these are the results that I'm achieving or not achieving, and so what were the causes that drove that, and for us to be very cognizant of that.
You know, as I was reading your book and as I'm listening to you now, Mark, I kept wondering, how have you changed? Because you made it your mission to align yourself with very successful leaders and interview them and spend time with them and shadow them and find out, why are you functioning so highly? Why are you doing well? Why are your employees doing so well? From the time you had the idea to do your book in this way and to the time you have completed it now, and the book is out in the market, how have you changed from learning from these individuals?
For example, the first thing that I would do were write down things where, like, I need to focus more in these areas. So talking about when you said, how do you make more time? So some of the examples I learned from others was a saying that I actually use when I teach others now about touch it once. Learning what things that you, even if they're simple or big, and we try to manage on things on what's important and urgent, but some things you can just touch once and get to the other side of it instead of letting the simple things pile up. And that's where you talked about clutter earlier. That's helped me in business to where I eliminate that clutter because there's things that I touch once or teach others to touch once. I would say the biggest change is just my hunger to continue to learn more and to pay it forward. So that was the reason for writing my book first and working on my next one and creating my blog. And it's how much can I give back? Because the more I would research others and share ideas with others and learn, there are so many people out there willing to mentor you and share their ideas that they paid it forward to me. I want to pay it forward to others. And that is probably the biggest change or the biggest growth. I would say I always had that, but it's now, what are more ways that I can do that and share ideas and get out there and speak and help? And, you know, there's some women groups in that I mentor and have mentored some women that have grown into leadership roles and higher leadership roles. And that's just exciting, is that it makes you want to look for more opportunities like that.
Mm. How excellent. So now a great leader, even more so after working with all these people, creating this book and now on to his next book and blogs and mentoring and so forth. Well, we're going to come back and find out more about the importance of proper management implementation from Mark and also about his personal and professional dreams. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. Join me on Twitter. My name, at Debbie Dashinger. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Isn't it time to stop the frustration and excuses and instead create a life that you love? Introducing the magic of creating your dreams. Go to DebbieDashinger.com and click on products. In the magic of creating your dreams, Debbie shares effective, easy-to-apply tools to change the course of your life in miraculous ways. With these powerful tools, you can finally achieve your dreams. DebbieDashinger.com, the magic of creating your dreams.
From the moment you enter Rejuvenate Medical Spa, it is clear that all of our products and services are designed to maximize your physical image from head to toe with the miracles of today's contemporary aesthetic procedures. RejuvenateMedical.com can enhance your best features and correct imperfections. Call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with questions or to schedule a free consultation and be on your way to a more beautiful, more confident you today. View our online specials now at RejuvenateMedical.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Debbie Dashinger, I am back with Mark Villarreal speaking about leadership and his new book, which I have right here, called Shortcuts Get You Lost, a leadership fable on the dangers of the blind leading the blind. Rewards and consequences, you were talking about through this process, felt it was really important to implement that. Talk more specifically. Rewards and consequences, what does that look like, and what's a good way to implement that?
First, I announce that I use and I manage by rewards or consequences. And in a sense, I even talk about that I play favorites. In fact, sometimes when I used to hire a lot of people, I'm like, have you ever worked at a spot where they play favorites, but they didn't want to admit it? Well, I want to tell you up front that I play favorites. That way you don't have to complain about it. But let me tell you what that means. Mm-hmm. I play favorites for those that listen, that those that show that they are coachable. Doesn't mean you have to execute perfectly, but if you listen and show you're coachable and that you're trying to execute, and then obviously those that execute better and grow, those are the favorites where I play. So it's really about the business. And so that's where you'll earn the rewards and the promotions and given more opportunity. And it's, consequences are those if you're not coachable. And I'll have to let you know because I owe it to you. And because we've driven other people to success, I want to ask people, if we made all these other people in the past successful, then if I see something in you that you're doing that I think that is detrimental to your success, do you want me to point it out? And when it's at the beginning that you hire people, that you say that, everyone says yes. So it's easy for me to remind them, if you remember when we talked about when we hired you, that if I saw something that you were doing that was going to be detrimental to your success, you told me that you wanted me to point it out. I'm doing that here, and let me be straight with you. And that's where I talk about we treat them with respect. Everyone's a 10, because sometimes they're not successful with us, but they're still a 10. And therefore, you know, we've had people not successful with us that have gone on to other businesses and refer customers to us because they just weren't successful in our industry, but they appreciated how they were treated with respect, and they know that we're a good business because of that. So that is pretty much how we implement it and how we teach how to implement it.
And what about the rehire technique? What is that?
Debbie, I'm sure you've heard of This Is Where the Rubber Meets the Road.
Yes, I have.
Well, the rehire technique is when you're coaching those people, and I talked about those who are coachable, those that, you know, those are the ones you want to give your energy to because they're making the difference. Mm-hmm. And then those that aren't coachable or struggling with it or fighting it, there comes a point to where you have to say, this is where the rubber meets the road. Mm-hmm. However, we teach that in the rehire technique. And the rehire technique is where you bring them in, you have reached the point, and maybe even in that discussion, they're still saying why they're struggling, that you have to say, I need to take a step back. We both do. I need to explain to you that I have this position available. You state the role of the position. This is the job description. These are the expectations and what is expected in the execution. And I need to know if you want that job moving forward. Because we have reached that point. And it is very effective because you're letting them know we're at this point that I've had to get to this, to define everything that needs to be done to see if you're going to re-accept the position. And therefore, because if you do, you know what the criteria is moving forward. There's no ambiguity. And that's what we call the rehire technique.
It's like renewing your wedding vows. It's like we've come this far. Are we going to keep going on the same path and renew this, or are we going to make another choice?
And, right.
I'm sure that's a very interesting conversation to be a fly on the wall for and hear what unfolds when a manager says that.
I would say yes. I would say that most of the time, because you've established everything else, factual, not negative, so we don't bring negative things. We are just factual. Here are the facts. Here is your performance. Here are the things that I've asked you to do. Here are the things that you have thought or you haven't done. Here is where your struggles are. Here are the corrections we tried to make and that you did not make. So it's very factual. There may be, and probably have been, one or two people who still fight it. And we have had, in the instance where someone says, well, since you put it that way, then I kind of see that this isn't for me. And so therefore, you make that decision together and you say, I respect that. I don't want you in a position that isn't for you. And so let's talk about the next steps.
The next steps, indeed. I'm sure that a lot can go either way, depending on the choices that are made and what's really in somebody's heart, if they're really aligned with the company or they're done and they're meant to be doing something else. And what about you, Mark? Your dreams, you've talked about the importance of dreams and how you include that in your daily check-ins. How do you make dreams come true? Do you have a secret formula or something you know always works?
Well, I will say this. First of all, if I don't know others' dreams, then I can't make them come true. On my personal dreams, I have to define them. And I actually have a list of, it's actually what I call, you know, you've heard of BHAG, Big Hairy Audacious Goals. Well, I have a list of my BHAPs, Big Hairy Audacious Prayers. And I've broken them down into five categories. And you know, one category being family, one being influential. How can I influence others? Another category is experimental. Another one is physical. So that deals a lot with health or skiing the top of a mountain in Lake Tahoe. And another one being travel. And so I teach that to others too, is if you don't list your goals, then you're never going to accomplish them. And then to teach about how to really sometimes step out there and take risk. My mom used to say, everyone has dreams. I just want you to live yours. Mm. And too many times you hear about people like, yeah, I always wanted to do that. And I'm like, well, what steps did you take to accomplish that? And so it's really this teaching people that they can take steps and put that dream out there. And we've done that in business, Debbie, mm-hmm. to where people sometimes had dreams of owning their own business. And that's okay. We say, give us 110% and we'll do everything to advance your career. And with that being said, then you know, if they give us that 110%, we help them achieve whether it's the income and the other things that they've gone on to own their own business. But they were very professional when they worked for us. and they achieved their goals, which helped us achieve ours. That's a culture that people want to work in.
Yeah, mutual dream creation. That's pretty powerful. You enable somebody in a positive way to move forward and create what's in their heart, and by virtue of doing that, you're also reaping benefits. It's a sort of a collaborative dream. Everyone benefits. And what about challenges? So I'm really curious, have you hit any roadblocks ever with a dream? I'm sure we all do. And when you have, if you have, what have you employed to get yourself through? What do you know works?
Well, I will say that I can't think of anyone that hasn't had a challenge with a dream or a roadblock that comes up. So there's a couple things that I employ. My mother, and forgive me for speaking about my mother a lot, but I say she was the best leadership coach who chose to be a housewife. Mm-hmm. She taught me to stop, look, and listen, because I was always trying to move forward, and if I didn't stop to be aware of what was really happening, to look around and to really understand my surroundings and to listen to what others had to say. I talk about others that want to pay it forward, so I seek advice and from trusted advisors, others that maybe have lived the dream or achieved it. And you realize that they had challenges too and what steps that they took to get around those. And people want to share. People want others to be successful. Your true people aren't greedy about, nope, I'm the only one that wants to achieve this, and so I don't want you to. So really not being shy. They talk about men don't like to ask directions. Yeah, I might be the rarity that I have no problem asking for directions, because I think life, as in business, is a roadmap to success that we have to provide our people. And it's just like a GPS. When you're traveling, and I traveled from Tennessee back to San Antonio, there was an accident. That was a detour. That was a challenge. I had to get off that roadmap to success, but it showed me where to get back on. And that's what a roadmap to success is important. So what I find successful is building a roadmap to that dream. And then, therefore, if I have to take a detour, I still know that there's a point that I want to get back on that roadmap.
Get on the roadmap, talking about GPS and directions and saying, yes, we're all going to hit obstacles in our path to our dream, but it's about what you do when you hit that obstacle. Are you going to veer off and start driving to the next state, even though it was never your intention? Or are you going to find a way to patch up that road, heal that road, take a roundabout? Whatever choices you make, but to keep on the path to your dream, stay right there. We'll be right back.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. I'm back with Mark Villarreal, the author of Shortcuts Get You Lost at markvillarreal.com. Mark, this is Dare to Dream. What are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
I mentioned that I'm already writing my next book, so I dare to dream that that's going to get out there, and it's going to touch the lives of others. So that's really the biggest reason that I do that, that it has an effect on others. I want to leave a legacy, and I think that's my biggest dream. Zig Ziglar used to talk about what will people say at your funeral. And one thing I want people to say at my funeral is he was a good man, because no matter whether you were my best friend or a stranger, if whoever says that, that's a very good thing to say and probably the biggest compliment. But I want to leave a legacy to where people can say, this is how he touched me. This is something that he wrote that made a difference in my life, something that he said here. I want my family to say, this is the difference he made, and hopefully as I live my life, he'll smile down on me, as I hope my parents are smiling down on me as well.
And if you could go back and say anything to your 16-year-old self now, what would that be? Your 16-year-old self, what would you say?
Learn to be still. Biggest lesson from my mom. Because I was always racing to get to the next thing. And she used to say, you need to learn to be still, because it's in those moments that you actually make your bigger decisions that will accelerate where you need to go.
Wow.
And big message from her.
That's a big message, period. Learn to be still. This year, Mark, what is the most important thing that's new that you have learned this year and you're still grappling with or learning to implement?
I will say it's the new millennial workforce is they come in with a lot of courage and a lot more knowledge than when I came into the workforce. So understanding how to have an effect on them, but actually the learn to be still is a great message with them, because they want to race forward so much. So actually slowing them up. But I have learned that they have the same hunger to find leaders to follow. Mm-hmm. So I'm grappling with how to make a difference with them. So mm-hmm. I'm learning and having an effect, but how can I make a bigger impact? And so that's something that I'm seeking each day and learning from others as well.
Thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your expertise. Appreciate it.
I really appreciate you having me on. It's been a blessing.
MarkVillarreal.com. And I end today's show with this quote from Eckhart Tolle. Acknowledging the good that you already have in your life is the foundation for all abundance. If you want to sell out and have a waiting list just by using media when you know how to message yourself correctly, go to MediaMasteryRadio.com, boost your business and your message. If you love this show, write a comment. Let us know what you think. Remember, the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?